As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Steve Sparky. Pfeiffer is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We go from talking about the Green Bay Packers to the Bucs as they get ready to take on the Pacers coming up tomorrow. A noon tip for that one. And don't forget, immediately after that game and throughout the postseason, you'll make the switch back here to The Fan for the Milwaukee Basketball Postgame Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Myself, Mitch Thunder Nellis will be co-hosting with me tomorrow afternoon. Jack Pembroke producing. Take your calls, go inside the box score, all that fun stuff coming up tomorrow after that one. Joining us now to talk more about this big matchup, game one against the Pacers, is Ty Windisch. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Windisch. And of course, catch all of his stuff at the Eurostep podcast. Ty, thanks for coming on, man. How are you getting ready for this Easter weekend?
Yeah, it's Easter, it's Good Friday, it's a great pre-game day here as we get ready for Bucks-Pacers round two, and the vibes are immaculate right now. No, I mean, after I was pretty pessimistic, I would say, about the timeline for Damian Lillard's return, and suddenly it looked like we could be getting him back game two, game three, you know, sooner rather than later after he was fully cleared for contact and for practice and is now ramping back up. So, you know, digging into everything I can, just did our pregame pod and extremely excited for the playoffs to finally arrive.
Rumor has it you might have a podcast with our guy Marcus Johnson.
Rumor is correct. Yes, I appreciate you bringing it up. We had the legendary Milwaukee Buck, number retired, you know, should be a basketball Hall of Famer, and of course Bucks color commentator Marcus Johnson on for our playoff preview. And you know, he's always great, but we really appreciated his time telling some stories, old Don Nelson, Doc Rivers stories, and also giving his perspective on the Bucks, which is invaluable given all that he knows and of course his access as well. So really enjoyed that. That's up on our feeds across audio and YouTube right now.
Eurostep podcast, check it out with Ty Windisch. I will tell you that when the Lillard news happened yesterday, I was stunned. I was shocked. In fact, I had recorded an interview with Jim Ozarski, the Bucks beat writer from the Journal Sentinel, and then we had to go back and redo it after the news broke that Lillard was coming back. But I will say, 8-game winning streak is pretty nice. The offense has been going along pretty nice. You've seen the development of Kevin Porter Jr. In spurts here going forward. That's been nice. Bobby Portis has been integrated back in, and that has worked out really well. Now adding Damian Lillard back into this, whenever that may be, whatever game that ends up being in this series, if he does come back in this series, because they really haven't guaranteed that necessarily, just said he was cleared for basketball activities. But providing he does come back, I just wonder how much of a transition that's going to be, and then how everybody's roles change. So does Giannis continue to be point forward, or does that get taken off of his plate? Does that then change offensive flow? Like, I have lots of questions about how this will change everything.
You and me both. And I think that's going to be the number one thing to watch throughout this series is we know game one, Dame's been ruled out still. It's going to be the heliocentric Giannis-led offense where everything, literally the players, revolve around him on the floor. And he's had a 20-assist game. He's had multiple 30-point triple-doubles. That's been no problem for Giannis. And he said, hey, this is, you know, more comfortable for me to do, to be on ball and to, you know, kind of command the offense. Not saying that he doesn't want Dame back, obviously, but this is a comfort zone for an NBA player. And I think Dame, last season more so, had similar comments from his perspective. Like, it, you know, things are smoother for me. This is what I'm used to with the games Giannis is out, when I can just go get my 30 and 10, and that's what I'm used to doing. So the great reintegration is probably going to determine this series, frankly. That said, I think the Bucks' ceiling is, of course, higher when Dame is around, even if, you know, both of those guys have to get a little uncomfortable to accommodate each other. But it's funny, because the number one thing I was worried about, assuming we wouldn't see much of any Dame in the first round, was how far can that offense go when you're a team with one super-duper star against a team with two stars they can rely on. They can play their guys the whole game, and they have, you know, some darn good role players as well. And Indiana was really great after a slow start to this season pretty much the whole rest of the way. So I think, you know, we're going to get an answer here in the first game or two and see how sustainable is this. Should the Bucks, moving forward, bigger than this series, think we need Giannis and eight great role players more than we need two, three, you know, star quote-unquote level players, and then less support around them? I think it's a really interesting debate. I don't think that model gets you four series wins most of the time. I do think you need to figure out that integration of the second star or the third star, but that's going to be the challenge. I think after what we've seen lately, and given that Dame is coming back from a place of not being conditioned, I would guess for this playoff run, we see more point Giannis and a little more kind of complimentary Dame. But it's going to be fascinating, and it's the number one thing, I think, to watch from a Bucks perspective this postseason.
No, that's not the number one thing. No, I totally disagree, Ty Windish. I do.
Okay.
Do you know what the number one thing to watch is? Can Giannis actually stay healthy in the playoffs? That's my number one thing. Can he actually get through a playoff run with being healthy? He wasn't even healthy the year they went to the championship. Can he actually survive a playoff run without missing games? To me, that's the thing, because you haven't seen it, right? Outside of the year after when they lose to Boston, because Middleton was out. Outside of that, you haven't seen it. If he is healthy for an entire playoff run, and if Lillard can be healthy for the rest of this playoff run, then we finally get to see what this might actually look like in the playoffs, which we've been robbed of for the last several years because of Giannis's health.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You know, totally fair. I'm trying to just put it out of mind. It seems like for once the injury, you know, the basketball gods with the injuries are lining up in a pro Bucks way, right? Portis suspension over right before the playoffs.
Yep.
Sims coming back right as playoffs start. Giannis, we got here in one piece. And obviously Dame, it seems like he's going to come back pretty soon. Still not ideal to have to integrate him mid-series, but better than nothing. So I'm trying to put that aside, but you're right. Of course, the Bucks start and end with Giannis. We learned that last year, and we've learned that previously. And that is going to be another thing to watch. I mean, of course, if he's missing time as well, then you start to feel just a little hopeless as a Bucks fan, given this many Yep. years in a row with key personnel out for these games that you look forward to really the whole year until we get here.
He is Ty Windish, your Step Podcast. Check out the latest one, their series preview with Marcus Johnson, Bucks legend. Again, your Step Podcast, Ty Windish. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Windish. Joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fancy. Sparky Pfeiffer with you. So normally when you get to the postseason, you have an 8-man rotation, sometimes a 9-man rotation. So let's say Lillard is back and playing. Give me the 3 or 4 guys you think are in this rotation off the bench.
I don't know if they're going to be able to go as small. I'm really interested to see this. So I think Portis for sure is going to be there. He's been great lately that you mentioned earlier, and you need smaller bigs against this, you know, small, fast Pacers team. I think Trent is a lock as well. He's been so great offensively. I think it's tricky to narrow it down because, you know, the last 2 big time games the Bucks played against Detroit and Minnesota, they closed with Giannis and 4 bench guys. So I don't want to cut 2 or 3 of them out entirely when those guys were closing games. I think KPJ is going to be in there. He's going to play no matter what. He gives them such a ball handling boost. I think AJ Green likely is going to play pretty much every game as well. So now I'm going to be interested to see, is there a starting lineup change before the playoffs? Do we get more of these players who have been closing games in for the starting group, or does Doc not want to disrupt that? And then who is on the outside looking in, right? This is a tough matchup for Brook Lopez. Do we see his minutes cut reduced a lot so Jericho Sims can play? That's going to be a fascinating, you know, thing to look at. So, but my gut tells me the first 3 players I mentioned are the ones that are closest to lock status. But I think we'll see, unless he has another ice cold playoffs, I think we'll see AJ Green in most games as well, and some starters may end up only playing nominal minutes compared to some of these crucial bench players who have been so important on this 8-game winning streak.
Have you liked the jumbo size lineup that Doc has been playing with, Torian Prince and so forth?
I don't love it. I don't love Kuzma, Giannis, and Lopez. To me, that group feels like it's just a little crunched for space. I would prefer to bring in one of their guards who have given them so much just juice, especially Trent and Green, the off-ball players. I would prefer bringing one of those in, probably for Kuzma in the starting lineup. But then, of course, you lose a great Siakam defender, which I think Kuzma is going to start on Siakam. So it's tough. I mean, there's no perfect answer. I will say the Rollins version of the starters has been a great offensive group, so I don't know how much you need to tinker with it. We'll see if KPJ gets a start for Rollins. It's a delicate rotation right now. And I don't mean to be starter obsessed. I just think, you know, this is a series you really want to start off on the right note. You have to score consistently, so Indiana's not getting those transition and semi-transition looks. And I think if your spacing feels cramped with Kuzma, Giannis, and Lopez, I would try to get in a Portis or get in a Trent pretty quickly for either, you know, Lopez or Kuzma to just open up that spacing, because those lineups they've closed with Giannis and 4 knockdown shooters. The offense is absolutely humming with those groups out there.
Ty Windish, Real Step Podcast. Check out the latest podcast, the series preview on the Bucks and the Pacers coming up this weekend. It starts on Saturday at noon. They had Marcus Johnson on. Make sure to check that out. And then after that game is done on Saturday afternoon, make sure you switch it back here to the Fan for the Milwaukee Basketball Postgame Show, part of the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Mitch Thundernellis and myself co-hosting that one on Saturday afternoon. I've said all week long that this is going to be about transition defense against the Indiana Pacers and not letting them kill you that way. I think the other factor in all of this is, how much does Tyrese Haliburton get going and create a problem for you? How would you attack Haliburton defensively?
Yeah, I agree with your point. The one time the Pacers beat the Bucks this year, I believe the fast break margin was like 31-3.
Yep.
And I think if you're even close, if the Bucks, you know, you don't have to win it, I don't think. But if it's like, you know, 25-20, I probably feel good about the Bucks in that game. I think for Haliburton, I want to make him beat me one-on-one. I would be, you know, I would try to fight over screens on him. I would try to switch. I would not double him. I would not try. I don't want to get in rotation where I'm trying to run and catch up to shooters, because, you know, as anyone who's had a grade school basketball coach before knows, the ball goes faster than the players. And Haliburton is an elite passer. I think that's his best attribute. And I think if you give him an open roller by the rim, if you give him that open three-point shooter, he's going to make that pass every time. He's been a lot better with the scoring post-All-Star break as well. But I would want to see him hit a couple pull-up threes before I start to, you know, send help or hedge or, you know, double him when he is doing those pick and rolls. I want to make him beat me as a scorer. I don't think that's his comfort zone. He can certainly score the ball. I think it's his nature to want to pass. And I think you have to try and play him straight up one-on-one as much as possible and make him put up those big point totals. Don't let, you know, these Indiana role players get these wide open shots, because I think that's where their offense really starts humming.
Time to make a prediction, Ty Windish. What do you got? What are you saying on this series? And again, the big question mark, Lillard, we don't know how many games he'll play, so that's looming.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sticking with my original when I thought he wasn't even going to play. Sparky, I got to go Bucks in six. It's a home game, that sixth game. I think it's going to be a tough series. I this Indiana team is really good. I don't think this is a walkover either way. But healthy Giannis, such a bad matchup for their team. I got to go Bucks in six. I think Milwaukee's going to steal one of the first two, take care of business in Milwaukee from there.
There is Ty Windish, Real Step Podcast. Check out their series preview with Marcus Johnson right now. Go download it wherever you download your favorite podcast at. Ty, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate you.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.